Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 on KETX KWBY, a marvelous Monday morning, and we're joined by our regular guest, Angela Kennedy Robinson. Good morning.
Good morning. Good Monday morning.
And a special guest.
And a special guest today. We are so excited. I'm really, truly pumped up about sharing this information today. We have shifted, and I thought it was a really unique situation. I had an aha a couple weeks ago. You know, we've been working with boomers traditionally because over the last decade or so, because those are the people that are going to be retiring soon. And what we've noticed is that we're getting into these people that are on the lower end of the boomers into the Xers age that are actually starting to want to plan. And what we're finding is that a lot of them have these kids that are preteens, tweens, I guess you call it, right, to teens. And they're wanting to make sure they do this right, this one thing right when it comes to college. And there's lots of hype around this issue. I have heard all kinds of views and opinions from different people. And I'm talking, all of them are very successful individuals, but they have some different opinions about all of this. So coupled with that, I actually ran across an article back in March, and it was in Money Magazine, and it talked about the well-being of children graduating with college debt. This is something you don't think about.
Massive amounts of debt.
Yes, massive amounts of debt. You know, we think about the money, but we don't think about the well-being aspect of it. And there were some great statistics in there. And so I gave this kind of to our college planning guru in the office. He's actually been on the show with us once before, or twice before, maybe. Twice before. He's sitting here pointing number two. Don't forget about the second time.
Number three today.
Yes. And so I gave this to him. I said, okay, we have got to do some research on this and study on this, because this is a phenomenon. And this is something that people really need to hear about, because I myself am torn over this issue. You know, how do I not create an entitled child? How do I not, right? How do I not have a child that has such a mountain of debt that they're hurting and they can't get out and can't start their own life? And how do I take care of my own retirement at the same time? So, you know, I'm in the same boat, and I'm thinking, okay, what about these people? And I hear grandparents, this being their concern for their children and for their grandchildren, they see these surmounting issues. So this is what we're going to talk about today. And I think this is going to be a show that's going to be carried on. You know, as I said, we're getting on average about 150 listeners a week, just over when we're broadcasting this on iTunes and iHeartRadio and things like this. And I expect this show to just blow up, because this is a big thing today, right? It's a big thing. And how do you surmount this? So we have a Twitter poll for you today. KFS Life Planning is at KFS Life Planning. Are you worried about paying for college? Yes or no? We want to know. I'm assuming the answer is yes. As Terry, you're sitting across here laughing at me for some reason this morning. But, you know, this is a concern to a lot of people. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have our special guest speaker, Mr. Matthew Irvin, that is from Kennedy Financial Services and heads up all of our college planning resources in the office. You don't want to miss the information he's going to share to you on the well-being side of college planning.
All right, we'll be back with more Life Planning 101 right after this. And Life Planning 101 continues here on KTX KWBY. Surprising reasons to be proactive about college planning.
You got it. And it doesn't have to do with money. I guess it does, right? It does and it doesn't. But we have a special guest on with us, Mr. Matt Irvin from Kennedy Financial, all things college planning at Kennedy Financial. So we're excited to have you on this morning. And I know you just kind of got through this topic in your lap, but I know you went out and did some additional research. You brought me this stack of papers and said, here's what I found. So what did you find? What is going on with this mental well-being?
It was a little bit concerning, to be honest with you, because nobody likes a huge amount of debt after graduation. But when they put the statistics to it, to have 15 percentage points higher from someone that has, you know, less than $25,000 compared to somebody that has over $50,000, and when it comes to managing their economic life to reduce stress and increase security, I mean, that's pretty scary, because isn't that what we want for all of our kids, is to be able to manage their stress and have a fulfilling life? And so we look at that, and it's a little bit overwhelming. So We want to start by, okay, so there's an issue. How do we attack it? And I think the biggest thing is to plan ahead for what you're going to do. And there's a lot of ways to do that, and it's looking at, you know, different savings options, you know, who's going to help me. And so we have this list of questions, you know, how much do I need to save? Am I eligible for grants and scholarships, and are loved ones helping me, and all these different variables? Well, let's put a plan in place to attack that, because if we don't, what could happen is not just the amount of debt, but having kind of a ripple effect through life. Because what I found was they were sharing that sometimes those feelings of security and well-being, and it can even affect your health and your energy levels. And
yes, I saw that. It was physical health was on here. Financial management, so being able to manage your finances, which I guess if they got out of control, you kind of just throw your hands up anyway, right?
Right.
And then your overall sense of purpose is, wow. So, you know, there is a key number in contributed here, and that's that $25,000 or less in debt. Is where that
right? They're seeing those big breakpoints, right?
Right.
And one thing it talked about doing was not borrowing more than you're expected in your first year's salary after graduation. So that kind of puts it in perspective. I mean, so if you're going to be you know, a neuroscience doctor, NASA, you know, dropping all the big words, right? If you're going to do something like that, then your first year's salary is going to look a little different than even as something as a CPA or a lawyer, because a lot of times those are entry level jobs that you work up to, you know, book a business and a firm. So
you're really scaring me, because when my son says paleontologist,
that's a big word. That's a big word.
I'm
right
just
there,
saying, so. Yes, you're really scaring me. Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting you brought these numbers to me, and I was blown away. And I think this helps us all put some reality to this. Is you just brought three universities here in the state of Texas that, yeah, I guess it depends. I may offend people if I say anything too much here. Okay, so let me back up. Let's see. These are three universities that two of them didn't surprise me as much as one did. But you brought the number for annual cost, and I believe you said, what is this? This room and board, the in-state tuition, the average fees, nothing more. So
no books, no special fees.
Yeah, yep. So let's start with, since we have a CFA in our office from Texas Tech, what does that look like?
Texas Tech is about $22,700 a year. So you're looking
at Terry, your eyes are going to go back in your head.
And that's a state school.
That's a state school.
That's a state school. What about Texas A&M?
A&M's $24,800.
Yeah. And then this was the surprising one for me, is Tarleton State.
Tarleton State, $22,878. It actually clocks in a little higher than Texas Tech.
Wow. Wow, right? I mean, this is crazy.
Must be because of part of the A&M system.
Yeah, so literally, you know, most entry-level jobs are going to be around $35,000 a year. You know, and yes, that's attorneys too, believe it or not. We were told the other day by a gentleman, he says, look, you can find an attorney and train them up how you want to be able to train them, and you'll probably start paying them $32,000 a year to come in.
That's amazing.
It
really isn't to me, though, because I have a niece that has a law degree, and she started with Edward Jones at an entry-level position.
Yep.
And it was in the 30s.
There you go. So, you know, 1.5 years is really what they can afford to graduate with on a well-being score, if that's with debt, if that's what we're talking about, right? Not even that. So how do we pay for those other 3 years, Matt?
Well...
and more, there's, right?
Yeah. So that's where the planning comes in, because there are numerous amounts of financial aid out there, right? Grants, scholarships, things of that nature. But I don't know if you've ever filled out one of those applications for scholarships and you tried to get it in the night before. A lot of times years gets passed by. So the planning ahead is even a couple years in advance, starting those articles, you know, writing your essays, you know, getting in there and knowing what you want to do. And one of the even bigger factors of that plan is to choose a school within your budget. You know, there's nothing wrong with choosing something affordable.
So is Tarleton affordable?
It is affordable. Well,
I guess if we look in comparison to your other two universities, I forgot. Yeah. I'm sitting here looking at these big numbers. And right. Oh, my gosh.
So we ran some numbers on Baylor University, and that was $57,500 a year. And then Texas Christian University is $58,500 a year.
Yeah, go Horned Frogs.
Go Horned Frogs. There you go. Yeah. So it can be quite daunting, you know, if you don't actively plan ahead, you know, and there's it's very important, you know. Everything that I read, it showed importance of having skin in the game. You know, we all know that, have some mm-hmm. buy-in to your education. But the second part of that was, but you don't want it to affect your whole life.
You know, it's interesting you said that. I had a couple come in earlier this year, and they said, you know, whatever we do, we'll sacrifice our retirement. We're paying for our kids' college. And I have to be honest that this is probably the first time I had heard that to that extent. You know, I knew there's people wanted to pay for it, but they were kind of more open to, you know, should I let them pay for some of it or whatever. And you put this quote in your article, and by the way, this article we have listed, you can subscribe to our newsletter, kennedy-financial.com. great information every week, and all of these resources are there, so you don't want to miss that. But you said T.T. Munger shared this quote, and I thought this is good. The habit of saving is itself an education. It fosters every virtue, teaches self-denial, cultivates the sense of order, trains to forethought, and so broadens the mind. I thought that was great, because so many of us think we just want it better for our kids than the way we had it, or we want it at least good enough that we had it, right?
Right.
And are we doing our kids any justice by doing that? And I don't know, you know, and everybody's in a different situation. You know, that's why we do what we do, because we don't try to sway a person towards one way or the other. We help them accomplish what's important to them. And I think that's important. But I do also think it's important for us to really see, when we think we're helping our kids, are we really helping our kids? And that's a big question. So, you know, you saying having skin in the game, I think that's really important. And it's sometimes frowned upon, you know, right now in our society. I know when it was you and I going to school, we had a little different, you know, skin in the game, right?
A lot more skin in the game then, you know.
Yes, yes. But also, we weren't looking at such hefty numbers here, too.
Right.
And, you know, you tack on, let's say you have a kid that's going to go just simply to Tarleton State 4 years. That's $100,000.
And unfortunately, or I don't know if unfortunately is quite the right word, but a lot of kids are taking 5 years.
Right.
To get out of school.
Right.
If they're either because they're having to work to help pay their way through, or whatever the reason is. But a lot of kids, the average is going up, and a lot of kids aren't getting out in 4 years anymore.
Yep. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more on this topic and also some ideas for you, just based on some experiences that we've seen with our clients over the years. And make sure you tweet us at KFS Life Planning. Are you worried about paying for college? We want to know, yes or no.
Stay tuned. We got more to come right here on KTX KWBY. Final segment of Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. Angela, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. And what a great topic this morning. Matt Irvin for Kennedy Financial with us, all things college planning. And you're doing, you know, just some outstanding work helping, you know, our listeners, I think, today hear a different side to just the finances and the burden that bears, but also to really consider the long-term effects of what this could do for your children or to your grandchildren and grandchildren as time goes on with their sense of purpose, their financial management, their physical health of all things, that college debt. So I know you have one other thing on your list, and of course we can kind of summarize what you've talked about so far as some action plans to be able to do. And then, you know, in previous shows, you've given some ideas to our listeners about what they can do early in addition to just the planning piece. So take it away, Matt.
So the last step of the action that I drew from this article is part-time work in college, you know, and what it can do for you is actually pretty powerful. What I found was you will on average earn better grades by working through school. You know,
wow.
Yep.
Pretty
contrary to some popular belief.
Yeah. Right. And I actually wrote, when I was reading your article for the week, I wrote, you know, as soon as I read that, I said, yeah, that's frowned upon. Because I can't tell you how many people come into our office. And of course, now, like I said, we're having this transition of age groups. And it's interesting to me because the baby boomers, I'm going to pick on you for a minute, Terry. The baby boomers want everything better than the way they had it. And so they don't want their kids to work while they've been in school. Right. And that's become maybe why we have this massive problem. Because if you really think about it, these millennials, I guess, what are they now? 35 and under?
Right.
So we've got most of the millennials out in the workforce with this mounting college debt. Why did they have that? It's probably because mom and dad said, I want you to go to school and I want you to do nothing else. I want you to focus on your grades,
we'll
right?
We'll take care of it later.
We'll take care of it later. But you said that it actually encourages better grades.
Right.
I think this is huge. And wow, I'm impressed. You know, and in reality, I was one of those. I worked when I was in college and I made straight A's. So I think that I know it can be done. I worked when I was in high school and I made good grades. So I know it can be done. It's just a matter of...
It's the discipline. It's right. The discipline and the scheduling and creating that extra cash flow can help keep that sense of purpose up and that financial security. And then it keeps you active. And those are things that the heavy debt affects. So it's kind of a solution. You know, working too many hours, of course, can be a drain. But, you know, you'll find that right balance. So to kind of just summarize my action steps right quick before we dive into those other options, plan ahead. Huge plan ahead. Look at a school that's within your budget and use that in your plan. Look at scholarships, look at options, and then consider part-time work. And that's before and during school, because that little bit of extra cash flow can help go a long ways. And so those
I guess
are very
if you took the tuition and board out of those numbers, it might drop that drastically, right?
Right.
So that
right.
could be paying for that along the way.
That's right.
That's interesting.
So there's a couple things that we were kind of talking about, things from the past, and this is very popular among a lot of high school students, since actually graduating with your associates. And it's a very affordable option because the dual credits are oftentimes cheaper or very cost efficient, because you are oftentimes living at home with your parents during high school. And so you can earn that credit, but you don't have all the extra that goes with that first, sure. second year of college school. So that is huge. And something that I took a year off during school. It wasn't at the beginning, but it was monumental to me, because I went from trying to get a degree, changing my way a few times, to realizing what I wanted to do, and nothing was going to stop me from finishing.
Awesome.
So that should be a choice in somebody's options, right? A box on your list. It may not be for everyone, but if it can focus you up, and we were talking about 5 years is what most people are finishing school in.
Right.
So if
eliminates
we can,
that year of waffling, I
right.
guess,
so
to speak.
So add it wow. with associates in high school, take a year off of school, then you have two focused years to get your bachelor's.
Yeah.
We cut that tuition in half.
That's right. That's pretty big.
It's huge.
That's pretty big. You know, and one of the things, and I remember when you came on the show before, we talked about this, is there are actually some schools that require you to take that first
yes.
year off
yes.
When you come to school, because they do want you to have that that direction in life. And I remember being 18. I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do at 18 years old. And, you know, I think that's most 18-year-olds. And what do? We just force feed them information that they may never use. We're talking to my nephew last night. He was at the house and we were going over this same thing. And here he is. He's going to be in his second year getting his associates. And he really doesn't know what he wants to do. And, you know, it's okay. That's okay. But why are we force feeding something? Because when we're force feeding, it actually means it's costing us money.
Lots of money
to do it. So great option. Yeah. Great option. So, well, let's kind of sum this up, Matt. You came up with three action plans that people really need to focus on and I think this is important. You know, we always talk about life planning. Here's your life planning 101 for college planning, right? What are these action plannings that need to be done to balance the money and the well-being?
Plan. Always have to plan. That's the most important, and we can't emphasize that enough, because then you know what you're looking at. Okay, and when we look at schools, pick something that's within your budget and that's going to get you where you want to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then of course the I'm a big fan of the part-time work. When I saw that it's actually proven to help your grades. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty powerful, because right. you don't want to go to school and get by.
That's right.
You want to go and train yourself as much as you can, so you have that higher potential to step into a good job.
Yeah,
you know?
Very good. Well, thank you for being on the show again, Matt, this morning. Matt Irvin from Kennedy Financial, all things college planning. We appreciate you, as always. And be sure to follow our Twitter at KFS Life Planning. Are you worried about paying for college? And you can find all of these resources on our website, kennedy-financial.com. We've got a great newsletter. Don't forget to go there. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services. God bless you and have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.